So let's review. Zok de Mishnah hamudr ano mechaveiroi lefnei shviyas. In a case where the mudr is prohibited in all benefits from his friend based on a neder made before the Shemitah year, eina yor l'teich sedehu ve'eina oichel min hanoytis. The mudr is prohibited to enter the mavis field and to eat the pears, even those that can be eaten without entering the field. The reason he is prohibited in both sada u'peres during the non-Shemitah years is simply because our Mishnah concurs with Rabbi Eliezer that holds a fil of vitur also b'mudr hana. Even minor benefits, such as entering a field for which people do not charge money, are forbidden to a mudr hana. However, the Mishnah teaches that he is prohibited even during the Shemitah year. And the question is, how can the madr make a neder for Shemitah in which the sada u'peres become hefker ownerless? A person cannot place a neder on his friend to prohibit an object that he does not own. The Gemara cites Rav Shmuel who explain, Adam oisa davash b'shusay afilu l'kashayetzim b'shusay. A person can place a neder to prohibit an object that he does own, and the neder continues on even after he does not own it. And the Mishnah refers to a case of nechasim elu alayich. The madr tells the mudr, these assets are prohibited for you, in which he intends for the neder to remain forever, even l'kashayetzim b'shusay. Therefore, lefnei shviyas in your l'teich sedeyu. If the madr makes the neder b'shusa before Shemitah, the mudr may not enter the field and eat the pears even k'sheyitz m'shusa during Shemitah. However, v'im b'shvias nadar, ein yor l'tech sedeyo aval oichel min hanoytis. If the madr makes the neder during Shemitah, the neder is not effective for pears, and the mudr may eat the pears without entering the field, because per defkerinun, the madr does not own the fruits, and Aiden Adam Isra al Khaver Dover Shaina Bashusa. However, in Yur Lutech Sadeyu, the mudr may not enter the field, even though Araname Afkara, the madr does not own the field either. The Gemara cites two explanations. Ula explains, but Imdin Ilonis al Hagvulam. The Mishnah refers to the trees situated at the edge of the field. And in Yur Lutech Sadeyu, because as Aran explains, Loy Afkara Aralahi. The field does not become Hefker for Lakitas Paris that can be picked without entering the field. However, the mudr may enter the field to pick fruits from the trees situated in the center of the field, because afkar ar lahachi, the field does become hefker for lakitas peres that cannot be picked without entering the field. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim explains that the Mishnah refers even to ba'imdin ilonis b'emtza sedeyu, the trees situated in the center of the field, and en yor l'tech sedeyu. Because gezeira shem yishav amida, the chacham initiated a gezeira that one should not enter the field for lakitas peres, because he might remain in the field when he is no longer lakit peres. The Mishnah concludes, however, nader hemenu meichel, in a case in which the mudr is only prohibited in food, lefnei shvias yor l'teich sedeyu. If the madr makes the neder before the shmita year, the mudr may enter the madr's field even during the non shmita year, because like achila, this is not a hana'a of food. However, eina oichel min ha'peiris, the mudr may not eat peiris even during Shemitah, because ikka achila, this is a hana'a of food. And adam oisa davar shebishusay afilu l'kashayetz mishusay. However, u'bishviyis yarid va'oichel. If the madr makes the neder during a Shemitah year, he may enter the field and eat the peiris, because peir va'aro defkerinun, the madr does not own the field or the peiris. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding a case of Nechasai Alayach. The madr tells the mudr, my assets are prohibited to you, in which he only intends for the neder to be effective b'shusai, while he owns it. However, he does not intend for the neder to be effective l'kashayitza b'shusai, when he does not own it. Therefore, lefnei shviyas, ein yorid l'teich sedehu, ve'ein oichel men hanoytis. If the madr makes the neder during a non-shmita year, the mudr may not enter the field and eat the peres during the non-shmita years, because b'shusayim, the madr owns the sada u'peres. However, unlike the case of the Mishnah, in this case, higia shviyas ein yerud l'teich sedeyu aval oichel hu as anoytis. During the shmita year, the mudr may not enter the field either, but imdin ilanis al gevulim, in which ein yerud l'teich sedeyu because le'afkar ara lahachi, or even but imdin ilanis b'emtza sedeyu, in which ein yor l'teich sedeyu, because gezeirah shem yisha ba'amida. However, unlike the case of the Mishnah, in this case, aval oichel hu es anoytis, the mudr may eat the peres without entering the field, because per defkerinun, the mother does not own the fruits, and lay also the kasha'ina b'shusai. The mother did not intend for the neder to continue after they left his ownership. Based on the Mishnah later, the Gemara points out that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish do not disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. They all agree that Odom Oysed Dabish B'Shusay Afilo L'Kashayetzim B'Shusay. However, they are each discussing a different case. Rabbi Shmuel and the Mishnah are speaking of a case of Nechasim Eilu Alayich. The mother tells the Muda, these assets are prohibited for you, in which she intends for the Neder to remain forever, even L'Kashayetzim B'Shusay. Therefore, Eina Oichel Mananaitis, Afa B'Shagiyah Shviyas. While Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish are speaking of a case of Nechasay Alayich, the mother tells the Muda, my assets are prohibited to you, in which he only intends for the neder to be effective b'shusa while he owns it. However, he does not intend for the neder to be effective like a sheyetze b'shusa when he does not own it. Therefore, he gives shvius, oichel hu es anoitis.